Let's turn to a few Bible passages.
马太福音第三章。
Matthew chapter
3. 马太福音第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
第一、第二节。
1 and 2.
那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道，说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness in Judea, of Judea, and saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of God of heaven is at hand."
第四章
，Chapter 4,
第十七节
，Verse 17.
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
啊，这两段都提到天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Both these passages talk about the kingdom of heaven is near. Repent.
啊，我们看一段在路加福音。
And let's turn to Luke.
路加福音第十七章。
Luke 17.
第二十到二十一节。
20 to 21.
路加福音第十七章二十到二十一节。
Luke 17:20 to 21.
法利赛人问神的果几时来到？耶稣回答说：神的果来到，不是眼所能见的。人也不能说看了在这里，看了在那里，因为神的果就在你们心里。
And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God come not with observation. Neither shall they say, 'Lo here,' or 'Lo there,' for behold, the kingdom of God is within you."
回到马太福音第二十二章。
Then let's.Turn back to Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音第二十二章十三、十四节。
Matthew 22:13 and 14.
于是王对使唤的人说：“捆起他的手脚来，把他丢在外边的黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿，因为被招的人多，选上的人少。”
Then said the king to the servants, "Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen."
第七章还是马太福音啊？第七章十三、十四节。
Matthew 7,
十三、十四节。
13 and 14.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which lead unto life.And few there be that find it.
二十一节到二十三节。
21 to 23.
凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人，才能进去。当那日，必有许多人对我说：主啊、主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明的告诉他们说：我从来不认识你们。你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
Not everyone that said unto me, "Lord, Lord," shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that do the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in the day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works." And then will I profess unto them,I never knew you. Depart from me, ye work of iniquity.
好，我们圣经暂时就读这么多哈。
We'll stop here for our Bible reading.
我这些年有机会去别的地方 参加别人的聚会。
These few years, I was able to visit other gatherings.
啊，他们请我去带他们的聚会。
They invited me to lead in their gathering.
我就发现今天在很多已经信主的人当中。
And I discovered that among believers today,
关于国度的事情基本上可以说没听过。
They haven't heard about the message on the kingdom.
人一般只要听到就是我要上天堂。
People just want to listen to the message about going to heaven.
我只要终于有一天我得到所有的好处。
One day I'm going to obtain all the blessings.
这可能有两个原因哈。
There might be two reasons.
一个是或者一个原因就是不懂什么叫国度。
One reason is they do not know what is the kingdom.
另外一个就是我们读圣经里面我们完全的迷糊了。
And then another one is because we read the Bible, but we are not clear about what it is saying.
我经常遇到的问题。
Most of the time, the problem that I encounter.
我记得我去一个聚会，是第一次去。
I went to this gathering the first time I went there.
我交通完了。
After I have shared my message.
就有个这个有个。就跑来找我。
There's a person who came to me.
问我。
And asked.
他说一次得救是不是永远得救？
He said, to be saved once, it is always saved.
我问在座的弟兄姊妹，你们说呢？一次得救是不是永远得救呢？
So I asked brothers and sisters, once you're saved, are you always saved?
我们这个点头的还蛮多的哈。
Well, most of us here are nodding their head.
我们如果圣经没把它解清楚的话，
If we have not explained the Bible clearly or correctly,
可能我们还要知道这些人都是读圣经的。
You see, these people are all reading the Bible.
当他们读到不能解的时候，他们就头晕了。
But when they don't understand a certain passage, they get confused.
所以我今天希望能够把这些事情稍微讲一讲。
So today I want to touch on this thing.
第二个。
Second.
你知道我们人都需要爱。
All of us need love.
我们需要被爱。
We want to be loved.
我们需要被接纳。
And we want to be accepted.
我们也需要有人被我爱。
And we want to love others.
因为我们这个人就是一个要爱的人。
Because we're one who wants to love.
但是很麻烦在这里。
But the problem is
我们把爱抬得很高。
We elevate love.
我们的想法的爱。
The love that we think about.
跟神的爱差天，怎么讲？它太远了。
It's far from the love.
连我们想的里面都差远了。
Even what we think about is far from that.
当圣经里面讲到爱的时候。
When the Bible talks about love,
我们就想到我们所认为的爱。
We only think about the love that we know.
很多人在聚会的时候就是最喜欢听到爱。
That's why when people come, they want to hear about love.
对啊，对一个妻子来讲，我丈夫也不怎么爱我。
So maybe for a wife, she thinks, oh, my husband doesn't really love me.
好多委屈哦。
You know, I'm very much being put down.
这个听到神爱我，听到神无条件爱我，哎呦，这个好感动哦。
And so when they hear about there's unconditional love, they're very touched.
我跟你讲，今天世界上的人呢，今天的问题就缺少爱。
Well, today there is really lack of love.
每个人都要求别人爱我。
And everybody demands
others to love. 其实我们不懂得去爱人。
But we do not know how to love.
所以我们来到聚会，听到神爱我，我们怎么样？这个哇，好感动。
And that's why when we hear about God loves us, we're very much touched.
你知道这个成为一个先入为主的一个很大的关键，今天还在很多人信主的里面。
So,
先入为主。
This is something a precondition why people believe.
所以当我要告诉弟兄姊妹的时候。就是说今天我们蒙恩得救了不只是爱。
So today we are already saved. It's not only because of love.
我们今天这个是要进天国的。
We have to enter the kingdom.
我们就讲这个爱你进不去的。
If you talk about love only, you cannot enter.
你知道，我就遇我最常遇这两个问题。
These are the two questions that I encounter.
我发现今天在普遍的基督教里面，就是这两个。
These are the only thing that that matters in today's Christianity.
所以我第一个我要给不还没信主的朋友们要知道，我们一旦有了主的生命，是不会失去的。
So I want to let us know that if you have the life of God, you will not lose it.
我们之所以会confuse， 我们会迷糊，因为我们对一些主的话不懂。
The reason why we're confused is we do not know the word of God.
因为圣经哈两边都提到。
Because the Bible mentioned both sides.
你知道犹太人为什么会拒绝耶稣吗？
Do you know why the Jews rejected Jesus?
因为他们读旧约的时候。
Because when we read the Old Testament,
旧约没有很明显讲，在讲到主耶稣两次的弥赛亚两次来到地上。
Because the Old Testament does not clearly mention two times of the coming of the Messiah.
他们读来读去只有一次。
So when they read the Old Testament, they thought he's going to only come once.
当耶稣来到地上的时候，他以为耶稣会来做王了。
So when Jesus came, they thought he was going to become king then.
但他们发现耶稣没有要做王啊。
But he didn't even want to be king.
因为耶稣第一次来是要为人而死的。
Because the first time he came is to die for
man. 他不为人死，救恩没办法成就的。
Unless he died for man, salvation cannot be accomplished.
在这些犹太人、读圣经这些人啊。They're totally confused. 他们完全迷糊了。
So those Jews who are reading the Bible were totally confused.
他们拒绝主。
They rejected
Jesus. 把主钉在十字架上。
They put Jesus on the cross.
当主耶稣上十字架的时候。
And when the Lord Jesus
was on the cross. 我们人要死的时候都说完了。
For us, we will say, oh, it's all done.
当然有机会给你讲完了，就是说你还可以讲一句。很多人都晕过去，都没机会讲完。
That is if you even have a chance to say the word. For many, they pass away without knowing.
主耶稣在十字架上，他说成了。
But the Lord said it is finished.
我想历史里面没有再有一个人死的时候说成了。
So I'm sure none of us, no people will say it is finished when they die.
主耶稣说他在上十字架死的时候，他说成了。
But the Lord, before he died,
said, 因为救恩成功了。
Why? Because salvation is accomplished.
古今之外，有所有信我的都能够蒙恩得救。
From then till now, those who believe in him will be saved.
但犹太人读不懂。
But the Jews did not understand.
我们今天来看，我们知道主耶稣还要来。
Today, when we see, we know Jesus is coming back.
当主耶稣再来的时候，他就要做王了。
And when he comes back, he's going to be king.
那就是国度的时候。
That is the time.
那就是犹太人等候的弥赛亚国要到。
That is what the Jews were waiting for, the kingdom.
今天基督徒也有这个问题。
Today, the Christians have this problem.
在基督徒当中，认为神的国与天堂一样的。
For Christians today, many think the kingdom and heaven is the same.
我们今天信耶稣，反正就进天国，也进天堂。
We think, oh, as long as we believe, we will go to heaven. We will.
所以我们今天在教会里面只讲一个，就叫爱。
That's why we only talk about love in the church.
所以当我提到哈，这个神会对付我们了。
So when I talk about God will deal with us.
哎呦，你看那个好像我在讲异端一样，我抵挡的很厉害。
Many people even think I'm being a heretic. They are against us.
因为人的想法就只有爱。
Because in the thinking of man, there's only love.
只有人间的爱。
They only think about the love, the worldly love.
你要知道，神说我就是爱。
But God said, God is love.
神的爱是超过你想的。
His love is way beyond what you think.
他管教我们，他对付我们，也还是爱。
When he disciplines us,And when we dealt with us,
只是我们根本看不懂。
It's we do not understand that.
但是如果我们愿意顺服在他面前的话，
But if we are willing to obey,
你就发现主的爱实在太好。
Then you realize his love.
因为他不忍心我一直往死亡线走下去。
Because he does not want us to head towards destruction.
因为他爱我，所以他动手要管教我。
Because he loves us, he His hand has to discipline us.
So 我里面有一个很深的感觉。
So I have a deep feeling.
当我看到朋友们的时候。
When I see friends.
我真的从心中要告诉他们说信耶稣。
I really want to tell them, believe in the Lord Jesus.
你不信耶稣，你一直走下去，就走上死亡线。
If you do not believe in Jesus, you're going to destruction.
主真的是爱每一个人。
The Lord really loves each and everyone.
但是我们眼睛瞎了。
But because we're blinded,
我们没看到什么叫做主的爱。
We do not see what is the love of God.
我们今天对一个不还没信主的朋友来说。
To a friend today who is not
有一个很大的卡在哪里？说哪里有神？
They have this big stumbling block. Where is God?
我又看不见。
I cannot see him.
人哪有灵魂？
Does man have a soul, a spirit?
死后怎么还会活着呢？
How can they continue living after they die?
基本上是普遍朋友们的问题。
These are common problem of friends.
因为都是看不见的。
Because they cannot see.
但是有一个感谢主，就他有需要。
But thank the Lord, they have a need.
这个需要使他总要去探讨。
And because of the need, they search.
因着这个，感谢主，很多人能够接受主。
Thank the Lord, because of this need, many accepted the Lord.
但是你发现，之所以他一直拒绝的原因，因为有个帕子也好，有个先入为主也好，就是没神，以后死后没用的。
But there is this block, this veil that's preventing them because they think there's no God, there's no afterlife.
我昨天问了那些朋友们。
Yesterday I asked a friend.
你是怎么研究发现死后是没生命的？
How do you know that there is no life after this life?
我告诉你，基本上没人知道。
Well, none of them know.
我说有人回来告诉你有没有。
I said, did somebody come back to tell you whether there is or not?
我告诉你，就算有人告诉你回来了，我死了三天，我回来了。
Now, even if there's one who died and came back and told you I'm back,
我问你，你信吗？
Are you going to believe him?
十个九个都不信。
Well, maybe 9 out of 10 are not
going to
believe.
因为在你的观念里面，没人死过回来了吗？
Because in your thinking, nobody will die and come back.
最近不是有个女的这个开刀生孩子？
There's in the news, there's a lady who had a C-section.
然后呢，她羊水进到血管里面去了。
And the amniotic fluid went into the blood vessel.
死掉了。
And she passed away.
45分钟之后，这个医生跑进来写死亡证。
So 45 minutes later, the doctor was gonna write down the death certificate.
看到那个，哎，怎么那个又在动了？
But the monitor looks like it's moving.
哎，活过来了。
Then she came back to life.
脑袋没缺氧。
The brain did not lose oxygen.
又变得白痴。
She did not become a vegetable.
活过来了。一点头，我两个 vegetable 也差不多了。是吧？活过来了。
She came back.
你在这个网络多少人 respond 这个？
And do you know how many responded in the web?
有一些 miracle 成绩。
They say, oh, it's a miracle.
有人说 oh, there's really a God.
Oh, there's a God.
大部分说他没死。
And not many say she didn't even die in the first place.
这就是我们人。
So this is men.
我们是怀疑的一批人。
Because we are people who doubt.
我们知道谁是怀疑的始祖。
Who is the father of doubting?
魔鬼。
Satan.
魔鬼说这个，反正呢，我叫你。只要你不能够信主就好了。
All he wants us is to not believe in the Lord Jesus.
我昨天也讲了一个故事。
And yesterday I mentioned a story.
有人发给我。
Somebody sent this story to me.
他说啊，有一个人，他这个有一天被请到地狱去了。
The story said a person was invited to hell.
他到了地狱，发现哇，好多好吃的东西在哪里哦
！And in hell he found, oh, there are a lot of good food.
哇，还有人在那跳舞，哇，这个 party 太好了
！And then it looks like a party, people are dancing.
所以他又回到人间了。
And then he came back to earth.
他到了人间了，他就跟人说，地狱没这么可怕。
And he told the people, hell is not that scary.
Okay, 有一天他死了。
And then one day he died.
到了地狱去了。
And he went to hell.
完全跟他第一次去的不同。
And it was so different from the one that he
went to. 哇，苦得不得了。
It was full of suffering.
他就问魔鬼了。
And then he asked Satan.
为什么这个上次来跟这次不同啊？
He said, why is last time different from this time?
他说你骗我。
He said, you lied to me.
他说是啊，我骗你。
He said, of course, I did.
我的名字就是欺骗。
Because I'm a liar. That's my name.
说圣经讲什么？魔鬼可以装成光明的天使来骗人的。
The Bible said,the devil can become as an angel of light to lie to you.
所以你发现了，当你跟朋友们传福音的时候
，So when you share the gospel with friends,
你真的像圣经讲，你要把他的心思夺回来。
You need to gain back his mind.
你是要用力气的把它夺回来。
You need to use your strength to gain that back.
那今天对基督徒呢
？Now how about For Christians,
当基督徒只有爱。
Now, if Christians only talk about love,
旧约的神很严厉，新约的神很慈爱，因为他就像爱。
Oh, the Old Testament God is very strict, but the New Testament talks about love, and He is love.
所以我喜欢新约的神。
And so I only love the God of the New Testament.
然后当你讲，当你跟他谈到说。你进天国是有代价的。
But when you tell them that when you enter the kingdom, there is a price to be paid.
你跟神撒娇进不去的。
You know, you can't enter by just
撒娇，撒娇怎么讲？这个英文要想一想 ，please 还不够啊，那个。
No, it's not.
对，这个就是说，哎呀，真的。
The way we think about love is like as if we can easily, manipulate the person and then we can enter the kingdom.
天国没这回事了。
But it's not so with the kingdom.
我就发现，当你谈到这个，我发现很多基督徒耳朵关起来了。
Many times when I talk about this, Christians just shut their ears.
好像有个东西挡住了。
As if there's a blockage.
我心中有很深的感觉。
And I have a deep feeling.
我继续要在基督徒当中传福音。
I'm going to continue to preach the gospel among Christians.
当谈到这些问题的时候，基本上就是在传福音。
When we talk about these things, we are preaching the gospel.
传什么福音？
What gospel are we preaching?
天国的福音。
It's the gospel of the kingdom.
天国福音包括你重生得救跟进天国，两个都包了。
The gospel of the kingdom includesall this being born again and being saved.
So, 我们你发现主耶稣说，你们要到地级去到全世界，使人做我的门徒。
That's why the Lord said you have to go to the ends of the earth and make disciples.
他不是说只做信徒。
He's not saying to make them believers.
所以你发现，先要成为信徒，才能够成为门徒。
Yes, you have to be a believer first, then you can be a disciple.
这个就是天国的福音。
And this is the gospel of the kingdom.
自从我听了这个信息，很多年前听这个信息之后
，After I heard of this message many years ago,
这个在我里面成为我的负担。
This becomes my burden.
因为一个人只要爱，你发现这些人在主里面追求不竭力的。
If a person only wants love.Then they're not gonna put all their effort.
到了一个地步，这个已经重生得救的基督徒没什么原则的。
Then even they are born again, they don't have principles.
因为他只要爱。
Because all they want is love.
所以我已经几次的时间谈到这个天国的事。
I have mentioned the kingdom, the message of the kingdom a few times.
我上次跟你弟兄姊妹讲过，圣经告诉我们是有今世、来世。
Last time I said the Bible said there's the eternity past and the age to come and then the eternity future.
我们通常只有这个今世这个永世 我们没有来世。
Oh, many times we only think about this age and then eternity.
我们活着说把来世跟永世摆在一起。
Or we combine the age to come and eternity.
这个就成为基督徒当中第一个，其中一个迷糊的地方。
So this is one point or one among many point of confusion.
我也跟弟兄姐妹提过哈，过去几次的交通，我们信主的人有一天有一个审判的。
And then I said to brothers and sisters, there's going to be a judgment one day.
你要知道，我们主有一天要审判不信主的人。
The Lord will judge the unbelievers.
那是不信主最后要下火湖的，下地狱的。
So, the unbelievers will go to the lake of fire.
基督徒也要受审判。
But Christians have to.
基督徒不受审判，我今天怎么是怎样的基督徒随便。
If there's no judgment for Christian, then I can live carelessly today.
当我不明白的时候，我真的不明白为什么我要聚会，为什么我信主之后还要追求主。
I would not understand why I have to pursue, I have to meet together.
这个是我信主之后常常问的一个问题。
This is what I ask after I'm saved.
当我明白了有天国的事，我就完全明白为什么我还要追求的。
But when I realize there's a kingdom, then I realize I have to pursue.
因为那一天主还要还有一个审判基督徒有一个赏赐跟一个责罚的。
Because that day Christians will face judgment and then there's going to be reward and there's going to be punishment.
在我继续讲下去的，我稍微用点时间跟弟兄姊妹解释一下圣经里面一些 term 一些词句。
So I'm going to explain some of the Bible phrases here.
你知道圣经里面有天国。
So, there's the kingdom of heaven.
圣经里面有神的国。
There's the kingdom of God.
圣经里面有教会。
There's church.
有千年国。Millennium.
Millennium.
也有什么弥赛亚国。
Kingdom of the Messiah.
所以很多人读圣经都头晕了，这么多是什么呢？
So, they're confused by all these terms.
我很简单的，我没有很多时间跟大家讲，但是我很简单的跟大家提一下。
So I'm going to briefly explain this.
神的国是神掌权的地方。
So the kingdom of God is where God is reigning.
神什么地方在掌权？
Where is God reigning?
从 eternity past, 从过去的勇士到将来的勇士，整个神都是神在掌权的。
So from eternity past to eternity future, God is reigning.
这个叫做神的国。
This is the kingdom of God.
那教会是什么时候呢？
Now, when does the church come in?
教会是2000年前开始，一直到主回来，这个是教会的时代。
The age of the church is began 2000 years ago, and then it will end when the Lord comes back.
教会里面，如果这些弟兄姊妹让主掌权的话，那神的国就在当中了。
If in the church, the brothers and sisters let the Lord reign, then the kingdom of God is in their midst.
所以我刚刚跟你们读了一节圣经说，神的国在你们的心里。
That's why the verse said, the kingdom is within you.
只要你愿意让神掌权，神的国就在你心里。
If you're willing to let God reign, then the kingdom is there.
好了，天国什么时候开始？
Now, when does the kingdom of heaven start?
天国也是2000年前一直下到这个千年国度结束的时候，过了主再来，千年国度结束的时候。
The kingdom of heaven started 2000 years ago, and it will end at the end of the kingdom.
那比教会的时间长。
So it is longer than the period of the church.
所以我们把这几个词，那我们千年国度是什么时候？
Now what is the millennium?
就是主回来之后那一千年。
That is, after the Lord comes, there will be 1,000 years of reigning.
那我们要讲了，弥赛亚国是什么？
Now how about the kingdom of the Messiah?
就在千年国度里面，犹太人成为这个国度里面的人民。
It is during the millennium where the Jews are the people in the kingdom.
当然，这个人民不止他们，还有世界上的人，但是他们是主要在哪里？因为主做王。
We know that there are going to be other people of other nations, but basically the Jews are there and the Lord is.
天国在这个千年国里面是哪一个部分呢？
And what portion is the kingdom of heaven in this millennium?
天国就是在国度里面掌权的那个部分。
It is those who are reigning during the millennium.
我们刚刚讲了，天国从今天已经开始了。
We said that the kingdom of heaven starts today.
因为我们不是那一天才进天国，是你今天有那个实质，你那天才能够进天国的。
If today you have the reality, then that day you can enter the kingdom.
所以马太福音五六七章啊，就给我们看到天国那个实际是什么。
That's why in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, it lets us look at the reality of the kingdom.
我上次稍微提了两个是吧？我们灵里面要贫穷，就是我真的需要主。他说天国是你的。
That's why I said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for yours is the kingdom.
我上次也讲了，你要归回像小孩，小孩是什么？单纯。
And then you have to become as little children, to be simple, and then you have the kingdom.
你可以清新的人必得见神。
And those who are pure can see God.
我跟你讲，这个对朋友对弟兄姊妹一样的，一个朋友骄傲也不会信主。
This is the same for friends and for Christians. If a friend is proud, they cannot believe.
一个弟兄姊妹他信主了，他一直有自己的观念，他也没办法见到神。
A brother or sister, if they have their own perspective, they cannot see God.
所以天国的实际是今天就有的。
So the reality of the kingdom, you can have it today.
我们愿意照这个马太福音五六七章里面讲的，人家打你的右脸，你左脸也转过来给他打。
We want to have this reality that if people hit you on one cheek, you want to turn the other cheek.
这个讲就可以，哪一个肯？
Maybe we can talk about it, but it's not real.
我以前还不懂，我以前就说什么左脸右脸有什么分别。
Before I said, what's the difference between right and left cheek?
后来我们有一次在讨论，我发现哦，分别大了。
And then I realized one time when we were talking about this.
圣经讲是右脸先被打的。
The Bible said, the right cheek was the one that hit first.
那什么打到你右脸？一定是左手打的。
And if they hit you on the left cheek, it's using left hand.
你要试试看吗？
You want to try that?
如果你迷糊，我试试看给你看哈。
Maybe you want me to try it on you.
圣经里面右手是权柄。
In the Bible, the right hand is the hand of authority.
所以当你左脸被打时，人家用右手啪。
So when your left cheek is hit, they use the right hand.
第一次，人家可能是随便打你。
Maybe the first time you were hit carelessly by another.
第二次人家是出重拳了，你还是转过来给他打。
But the second time it was intentional and with strength, and you still let them hit you.
那不是出去开始就到处被打。
Now this does not mean that you're gonna go out and let people hit you.
你说 Andrew 讲的这个。
Because Andrew said so.
这个乃是说我们两个我不争我的权。
This is saying that I am not gonna argue for my right.
第二个。我的自尊我愿意摆下来。
I'm willing to give up my ego.
这种有几个人今天信主做得到？
Now, how many of the Christians can do that?
这个是真实的信徒的回应。
This is the true response of a believer, of a follower.
你真的想想看，没几个做到的。
Of course, very few can do it.
你想看，如果要这样子才能够上天堂，我们没人上呢。
If the condition of going to heaven is this, none can go.
说那些跟我讲一次得救永远得救，我看他们很苦。
So those who told me that once saved or ever saved,
他说不一，他就很迷糊，不一定一直就一直。
They are not sure that once saved or ever saved.
说他们拼命的传福音，很累的照顾人。
So they're using all their strength to preach the gospel.
因为他怕有一天我上不了天堂。
Because they're afraid they might not go to heaven one day.
所以你叫福音啊，福音告诉你，你一定上天堂的。你为什么为这个怕呢？
But what is the gospel? Gospel said you will definitely go to heaven. Don't have to be afraid.
乃是我们被圣经里面迷糊掉了。
It's because we are not clear.
那我们知道天国真实的实现，就是主耶稣回来千年国度开始的时候。
Now, the kingdom of heaven, when it really is real on earth, is when the Lord comes back.
So, 他圣经里面讲很多了。
Now, the Bible talks a lot about this.
他说，忠心有见识的人可以进去。
So, those who are faithful can enter.
能够按时分粮给神的儿女可以进去。
Those who supply can enter.
好好追求 主生命的成长让圣灵在我们里面有真有地位的可以进去
Those who pursue that the Holy Spirit will be reigning in us will go in
我们尽神给我们的才干恩赐好好的服事可以进去
If we use our gifts and serve we will go in
所以圣经用了一个词叫做得胜的可以进去
And that's what the Bible said the overcomers will go in
当天国实现的时候这些人就要跟主一同掌权一千年
So when the kingdom is real on earth, then these people will reign with the Lord.
对于那些不冷不热的基督徒
But to the lukewarm Christians,
对主不忠心的基督徒
To those who are not faithful,
在主的里面我们随便的基督徒
Those who change,
我上次已经提了他们在当初审判了之后他们会丢在外面
When the judgment comes, they will be in the outer darkness.
就在外面的黑暗里，那时候基督徒要哀哭切齿。
The believers in outer darkness are gonna be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
但你说这个不是永远的。
No, you said this is not eternal.
但这个一千年。
But it's 1,000 years.
我们如果觉得过八十年都蛮久的，一千年数数看，我们都会这个数学。
For us, if 80 years feels long, you know how long it's 1,000 years.
可能有人觉得80 years too short.
Or maybe you think 80 years is too short.
不要不要想80 years, 但80年太短。
Don't think 80 years is too short.
总要记得这个摩西也讲了，雅各也讲了，雅各活到130岁才见法老的时候。
Jacob, when he lived to 130 to meet Pharaoh,
这个有人可能要跟着我他说我这个一生又苦又啊又苦又短
He said My life is short and difficult
130年以 short 那我们这算什么啊、
It's already 130 and still short How about for us
所以你发现然后摩西怎么讲
And what did Moses say
他80岁了
He was 80.
我一生所经过的都是劳苦愁烦。
And he said, the life that I've gone through is all suffering.
转眼成空。
And it's all empty.
这就是人生。
And that is man's life.
所以我们看见哈，今天如果我们懂得，我们就在这短短的时间里面，我们可以有天国的实际，那已经可以进去的。
In this short period of time, we can have the reality of the kingdom and we can enter when the day comes.
我们求主不断使我们的心思能够一直改变。
May the Lord keep on renewing our mind.
不是只是信主到不信主到信主的时候心思要变，是我们信主之后心思要不断的改变。
Not only does your mind and heart have to change from a non-believer to a believer, but after you have after you become a believer, you have your mind has to be renewed.
你发现了，当你这个心思要改变，身心罗马书十二章就告诉我们说，你除非让神在你心中，神的果在你心中，不然你的心是很难变。
And we know from Romans 12 that unless the kingdom of God is within you, your mind can hardly change.
所以我们为什么常常强调弟兄姊妹要把主权给主
？That is why we admonish brothers and sisters to give your right to the Lord.
当我们讲主权给主，就是圣经的 term 就是奉献。
When we say you give up your right in the Bible, it means consecration.
我上次也提到我们要悔改。
Last time I also mentioned we need to repent.
因为天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Because the kingdom is near.Repent.
我们什么地方要悔改
Now, what do we need to repent of?
我们在罪里面要悔改
Repent of sin
今天基督教当中也要悔改
To repent of Christianity
因为基督教今天也不小心变成宗教
Because Christianity has slipped into a religion
因为信耶稣不是一个宗教信耶稣关系 relationship 是我们跟神恢复那和好的关系
To believe in the Lord Jesus is a restoring of a relationship. It is not a religion.
我们要从肉体里面悔改。
To repent from the flesh.
这是上次提到的。
This were mentioned before.
所以我上次用了两个比喻。
So I used two examples last time.
十个童女的比喻。
One example is the ten example of the ten virgins.
这个五个有油，五个没有。
Five have oil, five does do not.
主回来的时候，那个油不够油的就被拒绝在门外。
So those who do not have enough oil are left outside.
乃是在你的八十年的生活里面，有没有好好的认识主，让主的生命在里面是丰富的。
So in this 80 years of life, have you let the Lord's life take fullness in you?
没有的话，被拒绝在门外。
If you didn't, then you are left outside.
你还是重生得救的，但在天国里面无份。
Yes, you are born again, but you have no part.In the kingdom.
上次也讲过得才干的仆人的才干的比喻。
Last time we also talk about the talent.
如果我们要服侍主，只照我们的意思服侍的。
If we want to serve the Lord, but we are serving according to our own
way. 不是照着神的意思服侍的。
Not according to what God.
你有很大的热心。
You have zeal,
但到那一日也不算数。
But that day is not going to be counted.
我们必须明白神的心意。
That's why we need to understand the Lord's
will. 神对仆人的要求就是忠心。
The requirement for a servant is being faithful.
神今天要看我们服侍有没有忠心。
He wants to see if we are faithful in our service.
所以上次我特别讲这两个比喻。
So I especially mentioned these two examples.
一个讲到生命，一个讲到侍奉。
One is life and the other is service.
基本上就是我们在地上每一个基督徒所要行走。
These are the two that we need to walk.
一个是我们生命要丰富，一个我侍奉是照着神的心意。
One is our life has to be abundant and our service has to be according to God's will.
那今天我愿意跟大家看两个比喻。
Today I want to look on two other examples.
我们翻到马太福音第二十章。
Let's turn to Matthew 20.
那我只读中文哈，这个从二十章第一节我会读到第十六节。
Verse 1 to 16 will only read in Chinese.
哦，还有十九章最后一节第三十节我也会读。
And then verse 19 and then verse 30.
十九章第三十节，然而有许多在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前，因为天国好像家主清早出去，雇人进他的葡萄园做工，和工人讲定一天一钱银子，就打发他们进葡萄园去。越在挤出去，看见世上还有闲站的人，就对他们说：你们也进葡萄园去，所当给的我必给你们。他们也进去了。越在五镇和深处又出去，也是这样行。越在九处出去，看见还有人站在那里，就问他们说：你们为什么整天在这里闲站呢？他们说：因为没有人雇我们。他说：你们也进葡萄园去。到了晚上，园主对管事的说：叫工人都来给他们工钱，从后来的起到先来的为止。月的九初，最后来的一批哈，雇的人来了，个人的一钱银子。及至那先雇来的，他们以为必要多的，谁知道也各得一钱。他们得了就埋怨家主说：我们整天劳苦受热，那后来的只做了一小时，你仅叫他们和我们一样吗？家主回答其中的人说：朋友，我没有亏负你，你与我讲定的不是一钱银子吗？拿你的走吧，我给那后来的和给你一样的，这是我愿意的。我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗？因为我做好人你就眼红了。这样那在后的将要在前，将前的在前的将要在后。这个比喻哈，有个背景的。
This example has a background to.
我们知道前面有个少年的官人问耶稣说：我要怎么做才能够承受永生？
We know there's the rich young ruler who came and asked Jesus, "What should I do?"
主耶稣对这个少年的官说：你要变卖一切所有来跟从我。
He said to him, "You have to sell everything and follow me."
这个是一个信主的人开始迷糊的地方。
This is one thing.
我要得永生，那不是天堂吗？
He said, "Oh, I want eternal life. Isn't that heaven?"
但是这里说，你要上天堂，你要变卖一切才可以上。
He says, "If you want to go to heaven, you need to sell everything."
那我就是说，我有一天我不变卖，我上不了天堂了。
So if I don't sell everything, I'm not going to go to heaven.
所以这个永生不是讲天堂，讲到天国。
But here, eternal life.
所以后面二十章就开始讲天国了。
Eternal life.
因为天国是怎么样？
Why in that kingdom?
来解释前面这个例子。
The kingdom of heaven to explain the previous
所以当他要讲的这比喻的时候，他摆了两个括弧。
So, there's two brackets.
他说前面第三十节，他说然而在许多在前的将要在后。
And that's why it says, so shall the last be first and first last.
到二十章第十六节，他就先开始讲的，那是在后的将要在前。
The last shall be first and the first last.
你不要以为两个都一样，两个有点倒转，有一点点不一样的。
There's a difference there.
第一句话乃是对那些在前的说的。
The first one is to tell those who are.
他重点要告诉那些在前的人说的。
They're telling the ones who are first.
他说啊，如果你不注意也不忠心的话，你有一天会变到后面。
If you're not careful and you're not faithful, you'll be last one day.
你会比许多人先信主，但是你不忠心的话，你会拉后的，因为后面有人忠心就往前了。
Because, well, you first believe, but if you're not careful, those who believe later than you are going to come before you.
后面一句是对后面那些就是晚信主的人或者晚在葡萄园的人说，只要你忠心，你可以到前面去。
And then for those who believe later, he's going to tell them the last shall be first if you are faithful.
我要讲三点关于这个比喻哈。
So there are three points about this example.
这个比喻我要教中第一点就是说，你必须进葡萄园。
You have to be in the vineyard.
有些人说葡萄园就是信耶稣啊就可以了，就进去了。
Maybe you think as long as you believe in Jesus, you're in the vineyard.
但是你看前文后里，他讲那个少年的观点，变卖所有，就是要进葡萄园。
But he was telling the rich young ruler, you need to sell everything to enter the vineyard.
你不能变卖所有，你不能进葡萄园。
If you're not selling everything, you cannot enter the vineyard.
那我们讲过了，变卖所有不是你今天成为从官当的在讨饭。
No, to sell everything does not mean you become a.
这个乃是说你心里面已经没东西把你绑死，你在神面前是自由的。
That means in your heart there's nothing that's holding you back.
你发现这里主耶稣用这比喻讲了一个两个字叫做闲站。
Here in the second example, talk about being idle. These people are idle.
这个比喻里面，什么叫闲站的人？
Who are the idle people?
我跟你讲啊，今天没几个人闲站的。
Doesn't look like there are idle people around.
这个我喜欢我儿子给讲了一个事情啊。
I like my son telling me something. My second son.
现在上高中读书很累。
He is very tired with his homework.
他有一天跟妈妈说，我可不可以高中毕业就直接进入退休
？I enter retirement after high school.
这是京剧啊！他老爸那边退休，他要直接进去退休。
I want to retire, but he wanted to retire immediately.
对啊。我们都想退休，你们有哪一个不想退休的
？Anybody here who do not want to retire？
不是，他讲是所有人的心声啊。只要我过得了活，为什么不退休啊？
If I can manage, why don't I just retire？
我们每个都想退休。
All of us want to retire。
你不做是退休，就是真的闲站了。
If you are not doing anything, you're idle.
但是我相信这里没几个人是闲站的。
But I know none of us
连读书的都不闲站，读得累得不得了。
Even those who are in school are not idle.
所以你要知道为什么主在讲闲站呢
？Now why does the Lord talk about
being idle? 今天人为了养生忙得不得了。
Today, just to earn a living, you're very busy.
但神说，只要不在葡萄园，管你这么忙没用。
But as long as you're not in the vineyard.Whatever you're doing,
你说对基督徒来讲，你拼命侍奉，但是神主问是在葡萄园里面侍奉呢，还是葡萄园以外面侍奉呢
？Now today, if you're serving, are you serving in the vineyard or outside?
如果你在葡萄园以外侍奉，也不算数。
If you're serving outside the vineyard, not counted.
不管你多劳苦多拼命，这个范围是错了。
No matter how hard you're working.The environment is
在神来看这是闲站
and to the Lord that's being idle
所以说只有进葡萄园那才对的
only if you're in the vineyard then you're right
所以这里有一件事情哈，谁愿意走进葡萄园有些人比你信主久他不愿意进葡萄园你就在他之前
so who are willing to go into the vineyard even those who believe before you if they don't want to enter then you're before them
这个是第一点我们要进葡萄园。
That's the first point to enter the vineyard.
第二个
，second，
我们要做一个感恩的人。
we have to be a thankful person.
你知道那时候一天一钱银子就是 average salary， 就是一个人当年的时候的该有的薪水，就一天一钱银子。
So a penny here is the rightful wage for a day.
哇，英文是 penny 啊。
Yeah.
哇，这个是蛮少的。
钱都比较大了那个时候。
哇，钱都比较大。OK。但是他们，你看第一批人进去，他们蛮高兴的，就是说，哎呀，有人给我钱进去，我今天有赚钱。
But to these people, they're very happy. Today, I have this wage.
所以你看到主人后来跟他讲说，我们不讲好了吗？你高高兴兴进来的。
That's why the owner said, well, we have talked about this, and you enter.
问题在哪里呢？那这么晚进来的，怎么跟我拿一样的钱？
The problem is those who come in later. How come they get the same amount?
啊，我们里面完全受不了了。
And so inside, we cannot take it.
我们昨天也讲到公平跟公正。
So now, what is fairness and what is justice?
啊，我们没有神啊，我们整天要求公平，你活不下去。
If you don't have God, all you want is
fairness. 你绝对不是一个感恩的人。
And you cannot be a thankful person.
所以今天人为什么会埋怨？
Now, why do people murmur?
因为人要跟人比较 ，compare.
Because we want to compare.
因为你比我好。
You're better than me.
你不应该比我好的。
You're not supposed to be better.
但你比我好。
But you are.
我埋怨。
So I murmur.
第二个，跟人竞争。
And competition.
我要比你好。
I want to be better.
Compete. 我要比你好，所以我也没有感恩的。
So when we compete, we cannot be thankful.
你在这个下去，你发现啊，我们埋怨了。你发现这个三个 C 啊 ，compare, compete, and complain.
So all these C, compare, compete, and complain.
这基本上是世人嘛，对不对？
This is the worldly people.
不小心啊，基督徒也做同样的事。
But a Christian could be doing the same thing.
为什么我们不能感恩？因为我们也 compare, 也 compete, 也 complain.
We cannot be thankful because we compete, we compare, and we complain.
那神要救我们的时候，神就说我要对付你的魂。
So when the Lord save us, He wants to deal with our
flesh. 啊，我们开始了。神，你不是爱吗？你为什么对付我的魂？
And then maybe we say, God, you're love. Why are you dealing like that with me?
神对付我们，很使我们真的很舒服，过活成为一个感恩的人。
The Lord deal with us so that we can become a truly
你成为一个感恩的人，你这个怎么？你是真的安息了，你真的有喜乐跟满足了。
If we are really thankful, then we have rest and we are contented.
当你不能感恩的话，心里外面没事，里面的这个翻腾。
If you cannot be thankful, maybe outside you look okay, but inside there's a war inside.
So 我们要进入这个葡萄园。
So we need to enter this vineyard.
进去之后，我们在里面，我们要真的被主塑造成为一个感恩的人。
And then when we go in, we have to be molded to a thankful person.
但这个我们不要有一个错误啊，我就等到九初才进来。
But we should not have this wrong idea. I'll just go in at the last hour.
我到了最后进来，我只做一个小时，我反正得到同样的 reward， 同样的赏赐。
So I come in the last hour, I get the same reward.
这个比喻不是重点在这个。
That's not the main point of this example.
这个我遇到有人这样，我就等到，所以有人说我快死的时候才信主。
So many said, oh, I'm gonna believe when before I die.
到我快没力的时候，我赶快进葡萄园，忠心的做一段时间，我得到比你们早进来的多啊。
Or when I have very limited strength already, then I go in.
不要解错这一段圣经啊。
Don't misinterpret this passage here.
第三个。
And the third one.
我们在这里发现神要求的是一个忠心的人。
What we see here, God is demanding a faithful
servant. 他不管你做了多久，只看你有没有忠心。
It's not how long you've been working, but are you faithful?
我是否忠于主给我能够进葡萄园，我就进去了。
Whatever time the Lord let me come in, I come in.
我是否忠于主所托付我的，我尽力去做。
And I'm faithful what the Lord has entrusted me.
这叫做主在我们身上有他的托付，我们就有使命。
And what He has entrusted me, then we will have a mission.
所以这一个是讲到这个在前的会在后，在后的会在前。
And that's why it says the first shall be last.
Last shall be first.
Yeah.
那我们要读另外一个一 再看一个比喻哈。
And then we look at another example.
你知道刚刚的二十章里面哈，这个十六节有几个小字哈。
There's some small words in,
他说
in the Chinese Bible for verse 16.
16没有。
Yeah.
哦有，你不 small， 你是 letter。
Oh, mine is not small.
他说因为被招的人多，选上的人少。
For many are called, but few chosen.
我们翻到第二十二章。
And then Matthew 22.
十一到十四节，我只读中文，英文不读了哈。第一到十四节 ，sorry， 第一到
14。
耶稣又用比喻对他们说：“天国好比一个王为他儿子摆设娶亲的宴席，就打发仆人去请那些被招的人来赴席，他们却不肯来。王就又打发别的仆人说：‘你们告诉那被招的人，我的宴席已经预备好了，牛和肥畜已经宰了，各样都齐备，请你们来赴席。’”那些人不理就走了，一个到自己田里去，一个做买卖去了，其余拿着仆人凌辱他们，把他们杀了。王就大怒，发兵除灭那些凶手，烧毁他们的城。于是对仆人说，喜宴已经齐备，只是所招的人不配，所以你们要往岔路口上去，凡遇见的都招来赴席。那些仆人就出去到大路上，凡遇见的不论善恶都招聚来了，宴席上就坐满了客。王进来观看宾客，见那里有一个没有穿礼服的，就对他说，朋友，你到这里来怎么不穿礼服呢？那人无言可答。于是王对使唤的人说，捆起他的手脚来，把他丢在外面的黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿，因为被招的人多，选上的人少。这里又有一个比喻讲到这个天国。
Again, there's an example here about the kingdom.
先请来的这批人是犹太人。
Those who were invited first were.
但是犹太人拒绝了。
But they rejected.
所以神就说，主人就说，我到外面找什么人都把他找进来。
So the king said, you find anybody.
所以救恩才临到你跟我。
That is how salvation.
我们不是犹太人。
We are not Jews.
福音本来给他们的。
The gospel is for the Jews.
只有他们能够信主。
They are the ones who.
但是他们拒绝了。
But because they rejected the gospel.
救恩临到我。
And so, salvation.
我们要非常感恩，神愿意把救恩临给我们。
We have to be very thankful that the Lord gave us this salvation.
但是有一天，这些人要面对一个婚宴。
But one day they have to go to a marriage.
所以第十一节里面说，他说王进来看到有人没有穿着礼服。
Says when the king came to see the guests, he saw there is a man which had not on a wedding garment.
为什么没有礼服呢？
He asked him, "Why are you not why do you not have a wedding garment?"
你知道这一段圣经啊，又是使很多基督徒迷糊的一段话。
Again, Christians are confused by this.Passage here.
他说这些乞丐啊，这个什么，他交进来的是岔路上，反正找到人都来了。Verse 9.
He take in any of as many as ye shall find. They all come.
这些人来当然没礼服了。
Of course, those people. How can they have wedding garments?
说是主人给他礼服。
Of course, it's the master who gave them the wedding garment.
啊，所以有一个人主人不给礼服。
But there's one person he did not give the wedding garment to.
这个讲什么？就是说我来我没有什么代价的，完全是恩典。
I come without any price being paid. It's all grace.
啊，我们所有的好都是误会的衣服，所以需要一件礼服。
All we have are rags, and we need a wedding garment.
是主给我们的礼服。
And this wedding garment is given by the Lord.
无条件的。
And this is unconditional.
只要我信主，我就可以参加这个婚宴。
As long as I believe, I can be within this feast.
所以你看看，这个进天国是不是无条件呢？
Now, to enter the kingdom, does it mean there's no condition?
但是我们读圣经，我们发现很多地方讲到天国都是有条件的。
But many places that talks about the kingdom, there are conditions.
所以，如果你只这样解这段圣经的话呢，那你完全迷糊了。
So if you are interpreting this passage and you use it that way, you're going to be very confused.
谁能够在婚宴里?
Who can be in the wedding feast?
所有信主的人才有机会在婚宴里。
All who are saved can be in the feast.
朋友怎么可以在这个婚宴里?
Now, can friends be in the feast?
不可能的。
Of course not.
所以这里第十一节说王进来观看。
And here it says, when the king came in to see,
乃是当所有蒙恩的人面对基督台前的审判。
This is when all the believers are facing the judgment seat of Christ.
他说这个人自己没有礼服哎。
Now, there's one person does not have a wedding garment.
对主来说，我 expect 你们都有礼服的。
The Lord expects everyone to have wedding garments.
这个礼服是什么？
Now, what garment is
this? 这个礼服是圣徒所行的义。
This is the righteousness of the saint.
得救没有我们可以做的什么事，是因信称义的。
Salvation is not from works. We are saved by faith.
但是在进天国这现世上是圣徒所行的义。
But to enter the kingdom, there is the righteousness of the saints.
如果我们在主面前审判的时候，我们没这个行的义，就如同没穿这个礼服了。
So, before the judgment seat of Christ, if we do not have the righteousness of the saint, we are like naked. We don't have this wedding garment.
所以这里这个人说，我无言可答。
And so this person has nothing to say.
在你八十年的活的里面，你怎么成活出你圣徒所行的义？
So, in your 80 years of life, where is your righteousness of the saint?
就好像我们刚刚讲的哈，这个天国的实际在你活的时候从来没在你里面有过。
So the reality of the kingdom was not present at all in his 80 years of life.
所以他这里说把他捆起来丢在外面黑暗里，在哪里就哀哭切齿。
And that's why it says here, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
所以这句话他被招的人多选上的少。
Again, for many are called, but few are chosen.
这句话也有人倒出，也有两种的来看这句话。
And there are two ways of looking at this phrase.
他说神召所有的朋友们，只有选上的那些才会信主。
He says God called all the friends and only chose those who believe.
选上的永远是少数的。
Those who are chosen are always the few.
但是我们已经讲了哈，这里是这个不是无条件的一个事情。
But here, this is not.
如果讲的有条件的，是要我们有我们要的责任的。
When we talk about condition, there is responsibility from us.
乃是说，能够被招来信耶稣的人很多。
Those who are called to believe are many.
但是真的被属、愿意付代价跟从主、被选上的很少。
But those who are willing to pay the price to follow their few.
信主的人在世界来讲很少。
In the world, the believers are few.
但是对于被选上是有忠心、这个良善的、这个忠心于主的，跟信主这一个这么多人来讲，这些被选上的少得多了。
But among the believers, those who are faithful, who are chosen, are few.
所以刚刚我跟大家读到哈马太福音第七章。
So I read Matthew chapter 7 a while ago.
这里讲哈第十三节，你们要进窄门。
Verse 13 says, "Enter ye the straight gate."
哇，这句话已经结论了，写文章就第一句话就结论了。
This is the conclusion.
你们要进窄门。
Enter ye in the.
很多人用这个来传福音，说：“哎，朋友们，你要进窄门。”
Many use this.Phrase to preach the gospel.
你忘记主耶稣讲这些话是对他的门徒讲的。
But these words are spoken to the
disciples. 他不是对普罗大众讲的。
They're not talking to.
他对那些已经跟从他的人讲，你们要进窄门。
This is said to the followers. You have to enter the straight gate.
这段也是一个迷惑的，要引到灭亡，那门是宽的。
And then it says, the broad way leads to destruction.
So, destruction or the perish.
Yeah.
这个他说门是宽的，所以我领到下地狱，这个门是宽的。
And then people think, oh, because the way is broad, it's going to destruction, it's going to hell.
那十四节他说引到永生，这门是窄的。哦，引到天堂，这门是窄的。
And then it says in verse 14, straight is the gate that leads to heaven, to life. But the people think it's to heaven.
你看，他中英文只是 life， 永生这个字啊，中文点点点，原文没有这个字的。
the original Greek says lie.
所以你要发现这个是对蒙恩得救的人说的。
Again, this is spoken to people who are already saved.
所以他说什么叫引到窄窄。
Now, what is to lead to the narrow way?
成为一个真正奉献给主的人。
One who is truly consecrated to the Lord.
引到灭亡乃是引到你枉费你一生的时间的路。
Lead to destruction means your whole life is wasted.
你是蒙恩得救的，但有一条路会引到你。虽然信主了，你一生还是枉费的。
Yes, you are already a believer, but there is a way that will lead you to total waste.
你找出很多的理由，我今天没办法好好追求主。
Maybe you have this excuse. Today I cannot pursue the Lord.
我工作太忙。
I'm too busy at work.
我读书太忙。
I'm so busy at work.
我孩子很忙。
Or my kids.
我家庭要照顾。
I have to take care of my family.
所以有人说，等我这些，等我孩子长大，我再好好来爱主。
You say, oh well, until my kids are all grown, then I'll love the Lord.
对，很多做男的，我做弟兄的，我等我退休了，我好好爱主。
Or maybe for brothers, oh wait, until I'm retired, then I'm gonna love the Lord.
我是九初进去葡萄园的那批人。
They're the ones who enter. The last hour to the vineyard.
不要这样子啊。
But don't do that.
主在这里说你是引到你枉费一生的生活。
Because you are on the way that's leading to waste.
因为这条路在基督徒里面太多人在走了。
Because there are so many Christians walking this way.
谁愿意好好一早就看到这个走上来。
Who are willing to come to the...
知道我真的先寻求他，主负我所有的责任。
This way is seeking first the kingdom, and I'll give everything to you.
我读书，主负我责任。
He is going to be responsible for your education.
我工作，主负我的责任。
Your work, he's going to be responsible.
我家庭，我的孩子，主负我的责任。
Your family, your kids, he's going to be responsible.
只要我好好认定我的主。
As long as you treat him as Lord.
你会经历孩子会从小就敬畏神。
You will experience that the children will honor and fear the Lord.
你做一个弟兄的，你可以发现你的妻子也慢慢越过越听到主的话。
And then you will see that your wife, slowly she also hears from
the Lord. 你做一个姊妹，你真的好好在主的面前，你发现你的弟兄、你的丈夫也开始改变。
And if you are a sister, you will see your husband changing too.
我们的做法是等他变了才来，这不是主的做法。
Our ways are usually okay. We wait until that person changed, and then I'll start doing my.
过红海不是摩西走上去了，不是摩西是说，哎，红海分了我们才走啊，大家等一等，两百万人等一等，这个水还没分，不要动哈。摩西没做这个，摩西是身上叫海分了走上去了。
So when they crossed the Red Sea, they didn't wait until it part. Moses used his staff to part it.
以色列百姓过约旦河，是祭司抬着约柜走到河的这个满里面了，这个水就分开了。如果他等着那个水分了才走，不用走了。
Same with crossing the Jordan, the priest stepped in first.
所以你要知道。整个基督徒跟从主的路是信心的路。
So the way for Christians to follow the Lord is a way of faith.
我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，我们一定要操练信心。
We need to exercise our faith.
不然的话，我们的嘴给我们看了，这个根本你说朋友们信不过神，你我也信不过神。
So our friends cannot believe in the Lord, and we cannot believe in Him either.
你知道刚刚这两节圣经第十四节后面一句话。
So in verse 14, at the end of it,
他说这路是这门是窄的，这路是小的。后面一句话，他找着的人都少。
It says, "Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there be that find it."
这句话很重大的一句话，你很多人在找，找不到。
Many are looking, but they cannot find it.
因为人不对。
Why? Because the person is not right.
当我们的人不对，你找不到这条路怎么进去的。
When you are not right, you cannot find it.
所以在第七章，我刚刚也讲了后面第二十一节。
So in chapter 7:21,
他说：“凡称呼主啊、主啊的，不能够都进天国。”
Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
圣经告诉我们说，如果不是神的灵感动一个人，那个人不会称耶稣成主的。
it says in the Bible, unless the Spirit touch the person, nobody can say Lord.
所以你要知道，都是蒙恩得救的人。
So these people saying Lord are saved people.
但是主现在说我不认识你。
But the Lord said, I do not know you.
这个认识乃是说我不满意你。
This knowing here is I'm not pleased with you.
你们这些作恶的人，不是真的他做了什么很大的恶，乃是说你这不及格的人。
It says work iniquity, but it does not mean they do bad things. It's just that they cannot pass. They failed.
他说你这样的人离开我吧。
And then he said, depart from me.
最后我们看一节圣经，马太福音第十一章。
And then Matthew chapter 11.
第十二节
12.
马太福音第十一章第十二节
Matthew 11:12.
从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着。
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force.
你用字面来讲就是说，哦，这个英文真的翻得很好，中文是努力，对不对？Make my effort. 我很努力的做。
In Chinese translation, they use the word "you use your effort."
但是你刚刚听英文翻译是用 violence, 是暴力。
And in the English, the word used is violent.
你看圣经用了这个词。
The Bible used such a heavy word.
因为我们都是哎呦，暴力不好，暴力这个要报案的，不可以有暴力。
Maybe we say, how can it be violent? That's not good.
他这个暴力不是叫你对别人暴力。
But this violent is not to be violent against others.
是对你自己暴力。
It's to be violent against yourself.
他说你真的想进天国吗？
Oh, you want to enter the kingdom?
对自己暴力。
Then be violent against yourself.
就像我。上次还是前一次讲的，攻克己身，叫身服我。
That's why last time I said, you have to beat up yourself to submission.
这个什么意思？这个意思呢，是我有合法的需求，但我把它放下来了。
So I have rightful desire, but I'm willing to lay that down.
为着我的属灵生命成长，或者为着教会能够往前。
For the sake of spiritual growth, for the sake of the church going forward.
这个我有一次提了很多例子。
Last time I mentioned many examples.
我们有时候一定要睡午觉，但是今天没办法睡午觉，那我只好不睡了，因为为着某个人能够或者要信主，或者能够他正要需要帮助。
So maybe we're used to taking naps.But today, for the sake of a person to come to Christ, I will deny myself of that nap.
或者我们今天，哎呀，本来要吃饭的，但是因为就有聚会怎么样，我就没办法吃饭了。
Or, we were supposed to have a good meal, but today because of a meeting, we don't have that one.
我们这些都吃饭是合法的。
All these things, the meal, the nap, they're right.
但是倒转也不行，就是我就是不吃法，给神看看我多愿意受苦，没用的哈。
But we cannot go the other extreme. I'm not gonna eat. I'm gonna be suffering.
这种受苦主义不是圣经里面讲的。
This idea of pure suffering is not in the Bible.
你知道我初我二十几岁的时候，我也在学生当中一直服侍哈。
In my twenties, I also served in the among the students.
我有一天晚上两点半有个电话打来了。
One time at 2 o'clock in the morning, there was a phone call.
Andrew, 我现在要信主。
I'm gonna believe the Lord now.
他一定很感动那个晚上。
He was probably very touched.
我说你要信主非常好。
And I said it was really good that you want to believe.
不过你要我现在两点半再开车到你家去，这个我明天要上班了。
I said to drive all the way to your home tonight.
这个我不敢讲，这个是不是我没有攻克己身哈？
maybe I don't dare say maybe I you know.
我说、啊、你信主，自己跟主祷告，主生命进来，主一样进来的，不是一定要我去到才进来的，我没这个能力。
I told him you can pray to the Lord and receive Him. His life will enter into you. I don't have to be there.
我说我明天下班第一件事就到你家。
I said, I will go to your house first thing after work tomorrow.
你现在跟主好好祷告，主一就会进来。
Now you can pray, you know, sincerely to the Lord, and He will come in.
第二天下班就到他家去了。
And then second day, afterward, I went to his house.
所以我们今天有很多这个，我很多时候因为聚会什么这个，有时候我真的饭也没吃的。
To me, there's times because of meeting, I miss my meals.
我甚至在公司有一些升职的机会，因为我要聚会，我也没去了。
Or even for promotion because of meetings I don't go.
我的还不是我经理，我的 director 来跟他说，哪有人 VP 见你你不去？
Oh, the director said, how can a VP wants to meet with you and you?
他要推荐我给他的 VP.
He was trying to recommend me.
他完全不能理解我为什么。聚会，你太多 Christian meeting， 你为什么要去？去少一次又怎么样？
He cannot understand. I mean, you have a lot of Christian meeting. One time less. What difference would that make?
这是我在主面前的 conviction， 我是不能去的。
But it's my conviction because it's the same time, so I cannot go.
这个我还是活得好好的。
Yeah, but I still survive pretty well without that.
Good word, survive. 我想 more than survive, 我活得好好。
It's not just surviving, but I live very well.
所以我要总结一下了哈，我这几次一直讲了，但愿我们听见主的一个呼喊，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
So we need to hear this call of the Lord. Repent, for the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is near.
求主给我们常常彼此的提醒，彼此的劝勉。
That we will encourage one another and admonish one another.
但愿我们趁着今天，我们能够回转向下来。
That
单纯。
That where there it is today, we can turn to be as little children.
但愿天国的实际从今天在我们里面就开始一直 build， 一直建造。
That the reality of the kingdom will start today in me.
当那一天在审判台前的时候，你我都能够被主称赞说又忠心又良善的仆人。
And so when that day comes, we're before the judgment of seat of Christ, He will say, "Good and faithful servant to us."
我们都能够一起进入天国。
And that we can all enter the kingdom.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们再一次一同俯伏在你面前。
Lord, we come and bow down before you.
主，愿你的话开通我们的心。
May your word open our heart.
给我们知道，主啊，你有条路摆在我们前面。
That there is a way that you have set before us.
但愿我们彼此激励，都走上这条路。
That we encourage one another to come and walk that way.
虽然这是一条窄路，但是主啊，感谢你，你在那里。
Even though this is a narrow way, but you are there.
你要与我们同在，直到路终。
And you are going to be with us until the end of this way.
给我们真的在那里，就我们不断经历你是那位信实的神。
That we will continue to experience your that faithful God.
以致我们越过越喜乐地走上去。
And that more and more we walk in it joyfully.
主耶稣啊，拯救我。
Oh, please save us, Lord.
不只在我们还没相信你的时候拯救了我们。
Not save us while we're still unbelievers.
你拯救了我们。
But you have already saved us.
今天我们已经蒙恩得救了，我们还要你的拯救。
And today we have been saved, but we still need your salvation.
我们不信主的时候，我们是瞎眼的。
When we were unbelievers, we were blind. 说
今天我们能够看见，谢谢你开我们的眼，给我们知道。在你哪里有永远的福乐。
And that today you have opened our eyes, that we know in you there is full of joy.
说今天我们在跟从你的路上，我们也很多时候也是瞎眼。
But when we're following you, many times we're still blinded.
说啊，求你继续开我们的眼，给我们能够看得清清楚楚，而能够走上去的。
So Lord,please open our eyes so we can see and we can walk the way.
把我们众人都交托给你。
We commit all of us into your hands.
主啊，怜悯我们。
Please have mercy on us.
我们需要你。
We really need you, Lord.
听我们的呼求。
Hear our plea.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.